Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
How is your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for some spring cleaning. Well, Bombas just dropped soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place. And you know what? I just did it. Once you try Bombas, you are not going to look at socks the same way because they are obsessed over details. They have these anti-blister tabs and cushioned footbeds, so your feet feel great. It's like walking on little pillows. It's amazing. I love my Bombas. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head on over to bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers at checkout.
School is in session and this teacher is giving out M's for murder. We saw Designed to Kill. So you know what that means.
Welcome, boy, oh boy, we have a great show for you tonight. I texted Avril, our producer, and I said to her, Avril, this might be the best movie we've ever done for How Did This Get Made? Because just when you think this movie can't go any more crazy, it does. Most movies pull back. This one goes forward. They're killing children in this movie. And that's in the first 20 minutes. I'll be honest, I don't know who this movie is for, but we'll talk about that. We're gonna break down everything. If you've not seen the movie, here's what you need to know. A world famous photographer of fashion loses her mind in New York, tries to stab someone. And a year later, she's teaching at high school. No one did any background checks. And now, instead of just wanting to stab someone, she actually stabs and murders people. That's the deal. It's like Fatal Attraction, but a lot more icky. Again, we're gonna break this all down, but I can't do it anymore until I bring up my co-host. Please welcome Mr. Jason Mantzoukas!
What's up, jerks? tried to kill me! They tried to take me down! Texas and a baby tried to end my life! I said no! Indy needs me! That being said, why is this row so close? This Very row close. Is too close!
Too close.
Here we go. I agree fully. Hate these chairs. So deep.
So deep.
Why so deep? Why? I'm like, I don't like it. Great movie. By the way, I wish we could just turn the lights down and watch this movie right now.
This movie might be the most notes I've ever taken on a How Did This Get Made.
I did, same. I started to be like, I need to bold the notes I want to remember.
I started to star them because I was like, well, I'll go back to this. And then I said, stop taking notes. We'll never get to all of it.
11 years in, we're still taking notes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my other co-host, Miss June Diane Raphael. Welcome, June.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I like my chair.
Yeah, you've got a better chair.
Yeah. I feel energized. I feel awake.
Ugh.
It's good to be in this chair.
June, you and I were watching this movie about 15 minutes. You were 15 minutes behind me. I was 15 minutes ahead of you because we were on an airplane and things happened. And we were... I never took such joy in watching you get to moments in the film than I've done in this movie. Like, oh, wait, watch.
You had a very, like, postmodern experience with this movie because you were having your own experience and then pausing and just staring at me.
I needed you to see her slash the face of that young girl and then walk out of it.
You mean the giant poster? She probably spent so much money printing out.
Oh my God.
Did she send it to one of those subscription services that advertise on the podcast where you can send any picture and they'll make it a poster?
I mean, maybe it was a VistaPrint. I thought she was maybe projecting it, but I still was like, that's a large canvas.
That canvas cost no less than $500.
Yes.
Not
and
a penny
first,
less.
She first fucked it when the young boy was on it.
No, he
then
was
she
on.
Slashed
okay, so
it.
So when she was masturbating, just that scene, because I don't think that was. I didn't think that was a canvas. She was masturbating.
You might be right. It might.
I think that was a screen, sort of like your experience on the plane, Paul. That was a screen that she was watching of pictures of him, but then on her computer, she was also flipping through other pictures
of him.
Oh,
that was Apple TV. She was screencasting. She was like,
she was screencasting?
Oh, 100%.
Now, how do you get that to work?
Look, it is more complicated than you might think. You got to hit that little button on the top right-hand corner. Now, I will show you that it was really interesting that she was like, I just don't want to diddle myself to Doolittle.
Did you just say diddle myself to Doolittle?
Yeah.
I don't want that to go by too quick. That's a t-shirt. Who here is diddling to Doolittle?
Diddle myself to Doolittle.
I don't want to diddle myself to Doolittle on
this
small computer.
Is this a prequel? Is this a prequel series to the Dr. Doolittle movies?
Or My Fair Lady?
Yes.
Or that.
I think after he was whipped, he has the ability to hear animals.
The whippy, this movie is a fetish film? Question mark?
Okay, well, let's start at the beginning, because the beginning of this movie sets the tone. It's like, hey, this is where we're beginning. Not even a minute in, and you're like, what did I just see? And we're watching, look, it's a low-budget film. It feels like a Lifetime movie. I don't know if it is a Lifetime movie, but it feels of that ilk. She's taking photos, and there are models that are walking in the deep background where a guy is shirtless. I'm like, well, that's odd. It's like, what are you getting back there? She's crossing him back, but it's like, we're getting the shots. And then she sees this man. We don't know their relationship. It could be a stranger. We don't know. We're given no information whatsoever.
Well, but Paul, you know that classic love story between female photographer and male model.
This moment, though, where she sees someone talking to her beau. And we don't even
know. But we don't know it's her beau. We just know him to be the model. Know.
Right. This is the model. It just seems like a very innocuous conversation happening. She starts spiraling. And she runs over to a charcuterie station.
I love this moment so much.
I know for all my photo shoots, I'm like, if I don't see a goddamn cured meat platter, I will fucking walk.
And by the way, if I'm shooting something and I see a cheese and meat platter, but I only see those tiny knives.
Yeah.
And I don't see a fucking giant butcher knife. I'm out of there.
If I don't see a chef's knife at a photo shoot, I walk.
If I don't have a machete the size of Jason from Friday the 13th, I will not be able to cut
my
Gouda.
Let me be clear. If I am doing a photo shoot for Swimsuit Weekend, a magazine from this movie, I just want to very quickly give you the names of all of the magazines in this movie.
By the way, because I saw that.
You ready?
Swimsuit Weekend.
Swimsuit Weekend.
It did make me think. I was like, well, actually, I don't think I'm in swimsuits on weekdays.
They're not wrong.
They're almost not wrong.
Ha! 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 Are you ready?
And
wetsuit wisdom. Swimsuit Weekend is but one of 1,000 incredible magazines that these teenagers who are nerds in the first act inexplicably are on the cover of all of them.
Now here's the question.
Gentleman's fashion, health and love, Los Angeles skyline, nightclub central? Those cutouts. Imagine getting a tan in this.
My issue is, and this is the question I couldn't really parse, are these real magazines in the sense of in this world? Is this on the level of Elle? And, you know,
I don't think so. I think that, because I think she's always lying about the, you know, her position in the industry. I think she's more of like a catalog photographer. Listen, in the world of the movie, if they're printing this many magazines, like, they did destroy publishing.
Yes, and I do believe...
this is why it's dead.
I don't think that the photographer teacher is making up fictitious magazines.
No.
I think these are real magazines, but I think they
level? Because it's like a lot of times
GQ, it's not as, you know.
When you go to Las Vegas, you'll get like Las Vegas Weekly. It's like, oh, well, this is just clearly in the hotel lobby.
I'm sure Indianapolis has got one of these. What's it called? What? You? Indy Star? It would be, you guys all get it! To us, it means nothing!
Nothing.
But it would be the equivalent of Caitlin here being on Indie Star.
But what I like about this, Nightclub Central, one of the magazines in the movie, this is covering all the nightclubs all across the country. It's like, hey, I love nightclubs. I need to get the down low about what's going on nationwide.
Go ahead.
No, but yeah, the idea is like, I never know where I'm going to be, but you can bet I'm going to a nightclub when I get there.
Here's my problem is, I go to all these cities tonight, Indy, here we go, we're going to Detroit, we're going to Northfield. I need a centralized location to find out all of my nightclub needs.
Comprehensive resource.
I am the head editor of Nightclub Central, and I want a story about a bouncer. What goes on behind those velvet ropes? It's a goddamn cover story.
Hey, all of it. Neighborhood nightlife. The fun guide.
Do we have, Beth, do we have the hunting one? Because the hunting one...
Oh, Hunter's Call? Hunter's Call.
Because to me, the hunter one is the most... It feels like when you look at a Guns and Ammo or a Hunter or a Field and Stream, like, those are real people. Like, it's like they don't hire models to be on the cover of Hunter's Call.
Make it back alive. Stories from the wilderness.
Top-rated viewfinders. Man Cave Essentials 101.
I wonder if that's a real ISBN number. Now that I'm seeing that, I'm like, what if you scan it? What happens? Immediate malware.
I also realized that this montage of magazines goes by so fast that in Hunter's Call, I thought he was wearing a hat, but he's just, his hair has been so matted down that it appears to be like a beanie.
No, that's a beanie, that's a hat. Paul.
I believe that's a hat.
Okay, it is a hat.
Just,
okay.
It's just far back on his head. You're right. This is the hair, though.
Yeah, he's still letting the hair come out the front.
I went frame by frame and wrote down every name of these magazines because I was obsessed. We haven't gotten to Ladies Daily and Bridal Joy.
Ladies Daily is a daily magazine? Is it a daily magazine?
Walking into work, ladies, did you read the daily? What's that?
Bridal Joy, this is the only one that kind of makes sense in the grand scheme of like, oh, there's a lot
of
bridal.
Well, when two 18-year-olds are getting married.
By the way, when does he turn 18 in the film?
I believe during the 6 weeks that he and Caitlin are together.
What, did they celebrate his 18th birthday? Because she makes a point of saying you're 18 now, and I thought,
and she earlier said, you're going to be 18 soon.
This movie is jumping time in a rate where it's like, there's a moment, I mean, I'm jumping ahead, but there's a moment when someone gets murdered, and it seems like weeks have passed because he is calling, like, oh, she's not calling me back. I've called her 3 times. And then a news report, like, 3 scenes later, they're like, it's been 36 hours since she's been murdered. I'm like, you've called her 3 times in 36 hours? You're the fucking crazy person.
Maybe I need to call my agents more?
Like, what? Why are you so worried that this person in a day and a half hasn't given you 50 jobs? Like, I mean, like, he is having a full-on panic attack that she's not called. But I do believe we have to start at the top. Can we play clip one, which is just the New York City moment? Because this moment where we're
watching, this informs everything.
It truly does.
This is the Rosetta Stone to understanding this movie.
So we are in New York, the height of fashion. We are exploring this photographer and her jealous rage, and here we go.
Can you? Yeah, that's amazing. Amazing. Dun, 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 bow,
wow, 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 wow. Wait, I'm sorry. Is this movie called Fatal Fashion?
This movie goes by many names. By many names, Dressed to Kill, Fatal Fashion, Designed to Kill.
I watched Designed to Kill.
That's what I watched.
I watched Dressed to Kill.
Wait a minute. Are there any differences?
No, there's no differences.
It's just the title.
Okay.
Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah. Save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eat all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix.
This is a movie that has multiple musical montages within the first 6.5 minutes.
This is what I wanted to talk about. So the opening of this movie, we have no dialogue. We have no idea who these people are. And the first moment is this photographer grabs a knife and she lunges at a woman talking to this person that we assume is her boyfriend. But the way that the guy reacts to her doesn't seem like he knows her. And then you're like, oh, well, clearly that was a fantasy. Nope.
No.
Cut to 1 year later. Wait, that's where we start. Like, that to me was like, I was psyched that that wasn't a fantasy. That
me
wasn't
too.
That wasn't a great, flashback.
Honestly, one of the best openings I've ever seen.
Oh, the hard cut to that, like, upbeat. Like, it looks like it looks like she's, like, crouched in the fetal position on the ground sobbing, and it looks like it cuts to the opening of The O.C.
Yes. And I have to say, I just want to pause for a second and talk about our lead actress, who's, I guess, the best actress of our generation.
Everybody really brings it.
Everybody brings it, but I'm sorry. What she is doing in this movie, we have no movie without her. She's doing unbelievable work,
so
and I want her to be acknowledged
yes.
tonight.
It's incredible. It's surprising constantly.
And I love that she did a sex scene wearing leggings. I respect the hell out of it.
That sex scene, but now again, let's talk about the biggest issue with this movie. This is about a school teacher having an underage affair with one of her students.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you there, pal. She doesn't have the affair until he is of age.
Okay.
She murders underage students.
Okay.
Yes.
She has a line, Paul.
Yes.
She will kill you if you're under 18, but she will wait until you're 18 to fuck
That's
you.
That's right. And she'll groom you. She'll groom you by the time you're 17 until you're 18. But she will not lay a hand.
She will make you get drunk.
Both of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She will also serve minors alcohol.
She will ply you with booze. She will do... It is all straight out of the Predator handbook. She makes every move, and it works.
Okay, but what I really wish I understood was what happened in that year that got her from this to teaching an elective class at a high school. Now, I've always had questions about electives. Always. Our son just went to his first elective today after school, and
I thought it
was Pokemon drawing, but I was like, who's teaching that? Is it the actual teacher?
I took that.
But you're right. Like, they introduce this elective like it's a fucking college. It's like, we need an assembly. Let's bring everyone in and introduce one elective.
And what
one. That's it.
What we learn later, I want to say one thing to everybody here, because some of you may not have seen this movie or aren't as clued in. This movie about a prolific sexual predator, a woman who commits in the first scene a radical act of violence, has a complete nervous breakdown, and then goes on to teach at a high school in Los Angeles with somehow zero background check, and it is from the year 2019.
But
a simple Google search.
It does seem like they let her off with a warning.
Like, who?
The client?
Yeah.
The photographer's union?
No, okay.
I don't know.
So then maybe I would understand if she turns up in L.A. photographing things.
Yeah.
She's teaching children.
I know.
Okay, but it's not only is she teaching children photography, which is what she promises, She's running a whole fucking Project Runway in there. They're designing outfits. They're picking out swatches. They're doing, they're modeling. Like, these kids are like, I thought this is a photography class, and they're all of a sudden putting on full shows.
It's fashion and photography.
Yeah. I thought it was fashion photography.
I thought it was fashion and photography.
Well, why? She has no background in...
Well, I will tell you with the limited knowledge I have about fashion and photography, I do think there are certain photographers who just shoot fashion.
Right, but they don't design it. Like, Ralph Lauren isn't like, I'll take the pictures and I'll design the clothes. Versace wasn't like, hold on, let me get my camera.
Let me get my Nikon. I got
right.
this.
I guess you're right. Well, I will say the fashion that the kids were designing, those are some of the worst clothes I've ever seen
in my life. They have no bases in it. They all of a sudden they show up and they're fucking have a sewing machine. It didn't seem like they were.
But here's my bigger question. Did the school think to itself, we got to get the kids.
The building?
We got to get more. I love the principal, and I thought the principal had some
great moments. Incredible work from this principal.
Incredible moments.
Incredible work from literally every actor
in it.
Like, they all
Everybody's hitting home runs.
But I was like, oh, did he think to himself, we need to sort of make our arts program more robust? Let's do something around fashion and photography? Or did she come to the school and pitch it?
Oh, she had to have pitched.
If she didn't like that, I would have loved to have seen that scene.
Oh, my God.
Where she, because as it is, the principal doesn't enter until the beginning of Act 3 with the line, Doolittle, my office, now! Like it's an improv scene.
Well, and I mean, this is just following, I mean... There's so many things to say, but I also feel like the movie missed an opportunity here because the principal could have said at the beginning, we have an announcement. After 12 years of amazing service at our school, our fashion photographer died. And then
Jennifer killed the... Oh, I like
that. Would have been a great little twist. Like, she saw the school has a great fashion photography program. Because she's... In that classroom, it also is like... It looks like a kindergarten class. There are, like, little manila envelopes on the walls. It's like, fashion. I mean, it's high school. It's like... It's not even an after-school program. It is a full-on, regular scheduled class.
She is a serial killer.
Which starts here.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
It starts in college.
What I want to get to, because I didn't understand the psychology of what happened to her.
Oh, you didn't think it added up?
So, to me, if I'm taking pictures of you, Paul, while you're driving...
and first of all, she was way too close for that lens. I take photos. That lens...
Okay, fine. I'm taking pictures of you as you're driving, and if you're such a fucking idiot that you're turning and mugging to camera every second, and then you drive us both into oncoming traffic, like, I'm sorry, I don't blame myself.
By the way...
Not for a second, I'm like, I'm glad I'm alive, and I'm so sorry you're dead, but I don't... Why weren't you looking at the road?
I will say a couple things about that. First of all, is it creepy that she has a picture of a young... seemingly high school boy up on her wall, like...
That doesn't bother me because it's them together from that age.
It was just him, though.
I think that was a significant relationship.
Okay, all right.
So, I hope if I die, you'll have a picture of me up.
Yeah, but not like of you at like 12. Like, I mean, like, you know.
Why not?
He's a college student. He's not 12. He's a college... They met in college.
He was
college
as old
boyfriend.
As he was ever going to get in that photo.
All right,
Paul.
You're right.
What's...
But I guess...
Wait, is that her kink? Is her kink not letting you live long enough?
Well, this is my issue, and to...
I'm not trying to kink shame a serial killer.
But I guess what I wanted to say to you, June, is, like, I think that's the reasoning. Like, she is stuck in an arrested state of love, although the opening scene doesn't really connect to that.
Like, so that's my question, is the psychology of... So seemingly, this event where she is photographing her college boyfriend, they get into a car accident and he dies, creates some sort of pattern or but my thing is this a fetish? Is she trying to constantly recreate circumstances that are life-threatening, or what is this?
So I don't know. I think in some ways she's attacking the women and trying to kill them because she is seeing herself in them. So once she sees them starting to give these men attention in the way that she was in the car, they have to die.
Well, what's hard is I...
Wait, that's not true.
I don't think
no,
that's right.
No, that's not true here's for what I Andrea.
Think it, here's what I think it is.
The top manager in the biz.
I think she becomes obsessed with, let's say in the movie, it's, what's his name? Doolittle. David Doolittle?
David Doolittle.
It's double D's. She becomes obsessed with double D's. Love him. Give me those double D's. She becomes obsessed with double D's. And then in doing so, she has this whole thing like, I made him. I did that. Yeah. I own this. It's mine. It's mine. And when she does, when she's successful in giving it, because I wrote down, oh, is this a makeover movie? And then she makes him over in minute like 8. And I was like, oh, that part's already done. So, and then when other people both desire him and want and think he has value, she has to take them out. Because now they're competition.
Yeah, but her whole goal is to build them to a place where they would... Clearly, like, first of all, I don't even understand why she's attracted to this kid who is, they make him out to be so nerdy.
He's like
such a
the movie again is from
nerd.
2019. He looks like River Phoenix in Stand By Me.
Yeah. And as
or
it gets
Corey, Corey Feldman. Who's wearing glasses in Stand By Me?
Corey Feldman. Like, I was like, he looks to me like the way that they wanted to make, like, Clark Kent in Smallville. Like, he's a nerd. But it's like, but the minute he gets out of his car because his mom is dropping him off, which doesn't seem too outlandish, but they're like, wimp, sissy, dork. I'm like, this kid is just getting out of a car. He's not like, I love you, mommy. Hey, like, he's not even calling it on himself.
What's wild about it, and what I like and appreciate about the movie is, because this is the case for a lot of the movies that we do, they make no effort to cast a 27-year-old to play this kid. No. This kid looks like a kid.
He does. So much so that he... And all the teenagers, and you know, I'm all about normalizing acne.
Absolutely.
That's a big platform of mine. But
it's a big platform
it is.
Of yours?
I stand behind it.
There are pamphlets outside. Jin will talk to anyone.
It's great.
Who wants to normalize it.
It's great to have
I'm glad
acne.
You're bringing this up, because I was nervous to bring this up, but I think this is worth talking about.
Okay. So let's, I want to say that first, that I think it's a wonderful movie and that it, their acne is represented. So
I'll be honest, and I don't want to interject here. I rep acne. I got acne in this movie.
Don't sign a contract with him. Don't sign a contract. It's not worth the salt. It's written up.
But here's the thing. His face is riddled with acne. Again, wonderful. Love to see it. But there are some shots where they fuzz out his
yes.
face.
Okay, we have some yes. of the examples of the rotoscoping yeah. here. You will see his face is different in every shot, like smoothed out as if they put a filter on
and
him.
That's what's
they did.
So, well, they did put a filter on him.
That's it. That's
I mean,
why.
Like right there, he's glowing. He looks like a character from Twilight.
And also, you know, I think if they had lit anyone correctly, we could have avoided this.
The mom, when you walk...
They just don't have that money.
Of course.
The mom, his mom... And by the way, this is the one thing I want to say about this movie that I think got it right.
The one thing?
The one thing I think that they got so right. Every adult, the principal, the mom, Andrea, fucking smart as shit. They're like, that teacher's fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe
Everybody's
you.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
Everybody's like, got her number.
The fact that they gave the mom the like kill shot at the end was so perfect.
Especially with a knife that is—it's a bookend for
the knife in the beginning. Although I will say, the mom stabbing her was one of the most awkward. It looked realistic in a way, but she was like,
"Did the mom go right into her heart? Did the mom
went through her back? So
right through her back."
Yeah. But I mean, I want to watch that
part,
scene again.
Yeah. Just to jump ahead, the best part in the last scene of the movie. When the mom comes in for that last shot, and then when her son is lying there, probably dying, and it's not clear at that point whether he's going to make it or not, and he says to his mom, I really messed up, and she looks at him, again, he might die in seconds. She says, yeah, you did. And I was like, this is the perfect film.
Tough love. I will tell you.
You're going to learn a lesson.
Yeah. You and your girlfriend have been shot.
Yeah, you really fucked up. And if you got to learn that lesson dead, then you're still going to learn it, motherfucker.
Why? If I'm that mom.
That is a good mom. That's a good mom.
If I'm that mom and I'm going to go with my chef's knife to go take matters into my own hands, call the police and send them.
All I want to say is this. I want to just bring it back to one moment. The son has been captured by this pedophile, right? No one can get in touch with the son.
The pedophile who was previously his very serious girlfriend.
Yes. So he's been captured. Everyone doesn't know what's going on. The girlfriend finally reconnects. She gets a fake text. She's going to save him. And the
girlfriend... Caitlin.
I thought it was Claudia. Caitlin?
Okay, yes.
Karen.
The young girl.
What's her name? Caitlin.
The age-appropriate girlfriend.
Christy?
Sure. The model girlfriend. The model girlfriend.
I wrote it down. Caitlin.
So Clarice. But that's one version is Caitlin.
Caitlin confronts the teacher in class. There's still 40 minutes left.
So I guess what I love about this moment is the Caitlin calls the mom and's like, I got it. He's leaving her. And the mom's like, that's great. Should we get dinner? And then pizza? And then the mom goes, let me make pizza. To which, let me make pizza, okay. She opens up the fridge, grabs out a tray of tomatoes to start making tomato sauce. And then the moment of realization to go kill the pedophile is like, knife, tomato, got it.
By the way, it was such a long walk to get there. I thought you would relate to that because Paul comes from a family. The first Friday night I spent with his family, they said, we're going to have pizza tonight. And I thought, great. No dishes, no nothing. Easy breezy. And then they started to make pizzas on a Friday night. And I was stunned. So I thought you would relate to that.
I've watched my family make pizza many a time, but they've never started with the tomatoes. Like, on that level... That pizza's done Saturday morning, also, 5 a.m. earliest.
Also, like, fresh tomatoes?
Yeah, fresh tomatoes.
I don't think that's how this works.
No, is that not how you make pizza?
I don't think you slice tomatoes into slices to make pizza.
No, I don't understand.
I might be wrong.
I don't know. Maybe she had a pre-made crust. The thing I love about this movie...
You think she has a boboli?
A ball?
You think this is a DiGiorno night? What, is St. Clair here?
The thing I love about this movie is that it demands that we, the audience, see that text messages are written, sent, and then also received. It doesn't let us skip any steps there. You're going to see someone write it. You're going to see them send it. You're going to next be with the other person. You're going to see them wait for it. You're going to see them get that text.
You're
going to
see the dot, dot, dot. It's oh, they like... read it.
The movie... does not trust you.
Not one bit. The movie
is like, hey, you, dummy, watching this movie, you're so fucking dumb. We're going to walk you through every step
Can I talk about the scene that does that the most? Clip 4, please. I will talk about it after this. Clip 4. This is the movie. This is the moment that really tells the audience we got to walk them through every beat. Here we go. She says, eating my grapes while eating my grapes.
Wait, what?
She says, eating my grapes. Watch it again.
Eating my grapes.
Okay, now hear me out.
I loved it.
Hear me out. I love grapes.
Eating my grapes.
This was, for me... the only moment of the movie that felt real.
Me too. I bet you anything that was not a scripted line.
Oh, I guarantee.
No, because no human in the history of the world has said, eating my grapes before. That may be something
Paul,
that you think.
I have. not those exact words, okay. But words to that sentiment.
Ooh, grapes.
Ooh, here we go. Grapes.
You were, cotton candy grapes.
It reminded me of, because she's set up as a real nerd.
Because she doesn't even eat the grapes.
Of that
she
point,
sucks it.
Right, but if you've ever been alone for a long time, you'll get this, Jason. You'll understand this. You do kind of start like talking yourself through moments, honestly, just to hear someone speak. So I felt like in that moment, that's what we were getting from her.
That she's just so alone that she needs to narrate eating her lunch.
Oh, yeah, like someone's talking to her.
Like month 10 of COVID, I was fully talking to myself constantly. Wandering around my house talking only to myself. What do we think about this? I don't know. How about grapes? Do we receive any new grapes from the grapery? Look it up. It's a company. They build, they grow beautiful varietals of grapes,
wow.
Everybody. I'm
okay.
Talking cotton candy grapes. I'm talking witch's fingers.
Wow.
Don't get me started.
I like a witch's finger.
I love a witch's finger in my mouth.
Oh my God.
Texas Pete. Oh my gosh. I love Texas Pete. It is the hot sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. All right, Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold and balanced flavor. I've loved Texas Pete for years. When I got a box of their stuff at my house, I was so psyched because what I love about their hot sauce is their tanginess, okay? You can use it on anything and you're going to try every flavor. I mean, you got the original, which is great. That's fermented peppers. It's a special blend. Then you got the hotter hot sauce, which is 3 times hotter than the original. And believe me, it is not for the faint of heart. Then you got Sabor by Texas Pete, which adds an authentic Mexican flavor. And I got to tell you, that might be my favorite next to their dust dry seasoning, which matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. It is so, so great. Texas Pete. Sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration and use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on 4 bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium-flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly, 21 plus. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter. I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's 2 in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry because I love these.
Now, this movie also posits the idea that these magazines that we've talked about will be like, oh my God, Women's Daily is coming out tomorrow. We need an emergency shoot.
I'm sorry. Wait. Do you mean Ladies Daily?
Oh, sorry. Ladies Daily needs an emergency shoot, and we only have $1,000 for a cover.
I just don't want to get sued by Ladies Daily for misrepresenting. They probably paid a lot of money to get in this movie.
A lot of money. I mean, but now what makes this movie so weird is she is lying sometimes. Like, there's a trip around the world to photograph models in their natural countries of origin. This is an amazing opportunity, is it?
Because like, what I didn't understand is, well, what is he doing there, though?
Yes. Well,
he
would be. Because he's the male counterpart, I think.
Oh, because I was like, well, he could do that from home.
Which
he's
is
here.
His country of origin.
Yeah.
LA, I mean, baby.
And then, but yet, like, she is lying about some things, like the photo shoot where she kills the young girl off the side of the balcony.
That was terrible, Brittany. R.I.P.
And she's got those rubber gloves ready to go.
When
at a moment's
Brittany,
notice.
If here, just a little bit of an FYI, if anybody asks you to ascend a ladder to take a picture, just say no.
Especially if it's over the edge of a cliff. Like, and a wall that you could fall
off. This is where, because at the throughout the early part of the movie, this is, Brittany is the first murder.
Yes.
Right? We see her have this, what we showed, the freak out at the photo shoot in the early movie. But we then, Brittany is really the first kind of, like, demonstrable kind of evil that Jennifer perpetrates.
Okay, but yeah, oh yeah, I thought you were gonna call Brittany evil. I was like, Brittany's just a
no,
kid.
No, no, no.
Okay.
Brittany's just a bully. Brittany's like a mean girl class, the mean girl of the school. And Jennifer get the photographer gets her there. She's up on the ladder. She can go a little higher. And she's like, oh, Brittany goes, oh, it hurts. And she goes, not as much as this is gonna hurt. She's got quips. She's got quips, and then it's like, boom. And pushes Brittany off, and she's already written a suicide note that is bad.
But I do think in Brittany's voice, in a way.
Well, Brittany basically...
I thought it was a really good pastiche.
Really?
Well, because Brittany
does... I felt like she could have done a better job. Like,
I don't think Brittany has more than that. If anything, I felt she gave Brittany, more interior letter, life than
I also
she
like
deserved.
That Brittany printed it out very much like Dear Evan Hansen. Everyone wants to be my friend because I'm quote-unquote pretty, but no one likes me for who I really am. Sorry, Mom and Dad. Can't keep living a fake life. Brittany. Not even love Brittany.
I like that you put a pause in, I can't keep living. As if that is it. But I can't keep living, period. A false life. No, but it is... What's interesting is that inside of this movie, whether it is Brittany... Whether it is Andrea, the agent who signs David Doolittle, all of these people, and even the bully Trey points it out to David. He says, hey, all these people in your orbit keep dying. And David's like, so what? Whatever, dude. Ha ha. No, you should be clocking this. Why aren't there is, at this school, multiple related people to this school have been killed. No police presence whatsoever.
Not even a question, not even a question. And we haven't even got into the porn shoot yet because there is a yin to the yang, which is obviously David has a makeover, but midway through the movie, we take the eating grapes girl, we give her a makeover, and then we start to do a sexy photo shoot. Now we go from an uncomfortable photo shoot, like, because I also feel both of these photo shoots are actually both very uncomfortable because they both don't feel comfortable in their body. And like you see.
Oh, and they're minors.
Yes. True. Good point. And then what goes on here with this baseball bat? A lot of baseball bat work. And I wrote down, why so much baseball bat? Little did I know that's something that people call foreshadowing because that baseball bat's going to come back in a very big way. She makes her pose. But now that makes me think that the whole makeover was built to...
For later...
To expose her...
Photoshop her to get her out of the way so that she could no longer be competition for David's love. It happens right after David says, I'm in love with Caitlin. It's the real deal. And she's like, okay, I guess I got to destroy Caitlin first by building her up.
And photoshopping her into a porn shoot.
I mean, now
by first inviting her to do a porn shoot, somehow knowing that she would mention it to David and say, she's like, no, of course not. I would never send. But then puts the thought in David's head so that later when it shows up, he's like, wait, did you do it? Because you were offered it, remember?
But
I would understand. And she's like,
that.
No, you don't even think that of me?
Okay, I just want to bring this up and say this movie came out in 2018. I don't know. Maybe we have different dates. I have 2018 here.
That's fine. It doesn't matter.
So
it's the same.
So it's coming out in 2018.
Maybe Fatal Fashion came out in 2018.
And Design to Kill came out in 2019.
Another title that we haven't mentioned is
Deadly
Fatal Runway.
Just came out last week.
It's still coming out. It's going
to...
It's like,
God, I can't wait to see what it's called when it gets to VOD and streaming.
Now, I will say this, like, the fact that whatever she did, in that shoot, because we don't see her naked. I'm not asking to see her naked, but the fact that, like, in this day and age...
Nobody was worried about that, I don't
think. Wait, what?
I was waiting for you guys to twist my words. I'm just saying, but, like...
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, the fact in this day and age that, like, a still photo is, like, being passed around, like, did you see the still photo?
Yes, yes.
Like, it seems so chaste. oddly. It's like, is that boy? Because she's not doing anything. It would just be like two naked bodies. I don't know what the photo is. And that's what I'm trying to get to.
Oh, no. The photos are she's photoshopped Caitlin in the towel holding the baseball bat with the guy in his underwear holding the baseball bat.
Sure.
And that seems to be the total of it.
But or is he that naked? Bad.
Yeah, I mean, that. Might be...
It's just that. That's what it is.
But if that's that, is that porn?
No.
Is that something that's going to be passed around school like wildfire? Like, oh my God, check out this hot porn.
But here's the thing. In 2018 or 2019,
yeah,
any average high school student will be like, Photoshop. They will know all of the hallmarks of Photoshop.
Well, my thought was, and this is where my mind went, at one point is the baseball bat standing in for that guy's enormous dick, because when he takes off his pants... Because when he takes
that's
off his
what
pants...
That's what I thought, too.
Of course it is!
Oh, okay, so she's all okay.
But why doesn't she do that with the Photoshop?
Oh, only because I think that they're trying to have a little bit of when she's holding it, it's not supposed to be his enormous dick, like she's handling his dick, but it's supposed to be, I think, symbolically dick-like.
But my question is...
Why not Photoshop her holding his dick?
Now I see what you mean, and I don't think she was trying to do that.
But why not? Well, that would be the whole thing.
Oh, you want to see dick?
Well, no, but no. That would be...
Show us the dick. Show us the dick.
But that would be the moment.
That would make sense in the world of the movie.
I agree.
Like the baseball bat is standing for the dick, because this fashion photographer's breath is taken away. When that guy takes off his shorts and we are staring through his meaty, muscular thighs, and that actor also gives a great... Yeah.
His MMTs?
Yeah. I mean, those thighs are working.
Well, the reality would have been if she had been, when she was shooting Caitlin, if she had been like, take a picture like this with the bat.
Yes.
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 Exactly.
That's what you're saying, right?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
I think her plan all along was to do something that is like this.
But if that's the shot...
But with a porn star, blah, blah, blah.
I just think that,
like... A porn star who's not naked?
He is not in that picture, but he does get naked.
Can we play clip six for a second?
She, like, short circuits.
I just want to, like, celebrate this adult film star because...
Okay, this guy is another amazing talent. Another amazing talent.
Is he an adult film star?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm calling him an adult. I don't know his name offhand, but.
No, no, that's fine. I thought the way you phrased it, I thought he might be.
Oh, yeah, no. I think he's a muscular man. He's great. Let's watch a little bit of him.
Where are the girls?
Ah, it's just you, me, and the camera today, Nick.
Oh, okay, cool. So what? You're just going to put the camera on the tripod there and you and I are going to do it over here?
Pause.
Oh, no.
So his first thought is, I'm going to fuck this woman tonight. Like, and I don't know what it's for.
Well,
I'm
but
just
if
showing
that's
up.
The job you've been hired for.
But here's what's weird to your point, though, is like, he says, what are we doing today? Where are the girls? As though they've worked together before.
Oh, I think he's saying that as if he's been hired for a porn shoot. Later, he calls out for craft services.
But you can't.
He thinks he's at a porno shoot.
There's no one else around.
But that's what he doesn't know that. He keeps saying, "Where are the girls?" He says, "Craft services." He's like he thinks he's at a thing.
She's
like,
okay.
"Oh no,
wow.
no, no, no! This
I
is
I love
just...
this guy. He's just he knows what his lane is, and he stays in it.
Yeah.
He arrives to get the job done, and I for one could learn a thing or two.
This man is a professional.
Yes.
He's like, okay, what's happening? Okay, I come in here, yeah. I bang abroad here, what's going on? Is it you? Where are the girls? Can I get craft services?
He's so comfortable going, there won't even be someone operating the camera. He's like, you'll put it on a tripod and you'll film us fucking. Like, you're gonna be in that low level of production? Like, what is she offering him? Like, he's like, there's
he's
no one operating?
He's giving her good advice about how to do this.
Yeah, I guess so. Can we just see him when he takes off his clothes? We'll keep on playing for this.
Yeah, Indy, you pervs, get ready.
Stay behind the camera.
You sure? I mean, you're in great shape.
I auditioned for this.
Use a new scene partner.
Thanks for the compliment, but it's all about you today.
You sure? I mean, I'll do it with anyone you want.
Hello, craft services girl.
Nick, we're alone, so that won't be necessary.
Okay. By the way, pause one more time. For a movie about a photographer, She's doing a lot of business with that camera all the time. She's changing F-stops. She's getting up. She is exposure. And there's never a light, and there's nothing. She's in the same lens.
And everything she's doing content-wise would require 1 to 3 assistants. There's
easily.
No way. There would need to be so many more people, especially as she gets bigger and bigger and is doing covers for all these big magazines.
Well, I do
she would
think, though, Jason, she's automated certain things because at the end, she yells out to someone, lights, playback. So she has some.
Yes.
Figured out how to automate the process.
Right, yeah. She's calling for
lights
things.
And playback.
It's Siri. She's like, Siri, play lights and playback.
There's so much to get into. There's so many things. I want to get to the audience.
I have so many more notes that we haven't even gotten to.
I know. And
I represent several top name models. Some of them are millionaires.
I wrote down this line.
Millionaire. Andrea the agent says millionaires.
You know what? I actually messed up that take. Can I do that again? No, we got it. Moving on. We shot this movie in 4 days.
Did I say millionaires? You did, but we're going to use it.
One actress...
When she pushes Brittany off, she says, not as much as this is going to hurt, pushes Brittany off the thing, and she goes, and that's a wrap. This bitch has quips.
I will also
She's
say...
She's amazing.
There's one line, goes, dump me like a wad of gum. That's
you know,
not a phrase.
You know, like, me away, all high school me away. Like all high school students say.
Dumped me like a wad of gum. You don't dump a wad of gum.
I'll meet you in there. I'm just going to dump this wad of gum.
I also love that when our lead actor, our young man, finds the baseball bat at the end, he has to have a flashback for the audience because it's like, hey, dummies, remember the baseball bat? The only prop that's used more than the camera in this movie is a baseball bat. But we have to see, like, he's putting it together. Baseball bat, baseball bat, baseball bat.
My favorite thing of that flashback for him, where he puts it all together, is that it includes his reaction to the news. So he's not only remembering that he processed it, he's remembering the camera capturing him remembering it. That's fucking nuts. He's remembering things in the third person. What?
I
don't know about you, but when I remember things, it's me. I'm not remembering an omniscient lens on me.
I think that this movie is worth... There's so much happening on a day-in and day-out basis. Like, this kid asks his girlfriend, hey, did you pose for porn? And then it seems like the next morning, she's like... He's like, I'm so sorry about that. And she's like, too late, I'm dating this guy now. It's like, wait, didn't that just happen? Like, you can't transition from night to day and then...
But you know what? That's what I thought was realistic about high school relationships. Like, to me, I was like, yeah, in one period, in one afternoon, like, these kind of horrible things could happen.
And then the new guy that was dating her kind of comes over to her house and is like, I'm dumping you because you weren't born?
He had a change of heart.
We're close to Halloween and we have people come in costume and there's a great costume in the audience that relates to this movie. And I want you all to stand up. This is our...
Can we get house
right
lights?
House lights right over here. Because this is an important part of the movie. The front row is all tagged by the 54th Street Posse.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So they have all are wearing white shirts with a bloody 54th Street Posse. That's an amazing costume.
Now, I'm curious. You seem to have added sunglasses. Why?
Well, because they can't talk about it. Because the 54th Street Posse is known for some serious shit.
Yeah.
What is amazing is our pedophile, our lead pedophile, when she kills Andrea...
Our lead pedophile...
She comes up with a plan to cover up. We can turn off the house lights. She comes up with a plan.
Yeah, we don't want to look at you anymore.
She comes up with a plan to cover up that murder so quickly. She's like basically bleaching the woman's neck to get the fingerprints off. And then does she create the... She doesn't create. She knows about the 54th Street Posse?
I guess
she must. She tags the house as if it's done by... this gang, I'm assuming. She steals all the jewelry. She's prepared for every version of covering up a crime scene, whether it's Brittany and the suicide note, whether it's blaming gang activity for Andrea, the model agent, all of this stuff. And we never get what I can't understand, because Jennifer Higgins is, I hate to say it, the protagonist of the movie.
100%.
We start with her and we end with her, and it is her movie. We gain no insight into her interiority. We don't know why she does what she does. She just does.
Because at the end, what you really want after the mom stabs her is this moment where, like, they go, and you know what? She killed 7 other kids and did all this. No, but what you get is the principal going, hey, modeling agent called me. They want your number. It's like, wait, a modeling agent is contacting the principal of the school?
We still want to promote this? The lesson is you can still be a model?
And he's like, no, I don't do that because I want to date my girlfriend. It's like, well, no, you've taken the wrong lessons away from all of this. Like, he's like, modeling was my downfall.
We never get insight into Jennifer.
The only time we understand is when someone gives us an exposition dump of the flashback scenes that we've already seen, but with no extra context.
Yes.
And then especially it was hard from to her. Know, and it was hard to know sometimes if she was serious about her belief in What's-His-Face, in David Doolittle, as a model. Like, when she's saying to his mom, he's gonna be a supermodel, do you think she really believes that he could be a supermodel, or is she just infatuated with him and wants to, like, keep him as a little doll?
June, he's done, like, 15 covers.
Catalogs,
like,
you guys.
15
catalogs.
Covers in a space of weeks.
Whether,
like,
it's because
and he's
of...
buying his own clothes, so it's like, even like Hunter's calls, like, do you have something that would look good on the cover? We don't even have anything we're promoting. It's like, she bought it at the mall.
I agree with you. Yes, it seems crazy, but demonstrably, the kid seems to be succeeding through, I guess, her efforts alone. She's pushing it forward. I don't know what. Both he and Caitlin,
and by the way,
by the end of the movie, are the biggest models in America.
I see. I don't know if that's true, because I know that they are big on the catalog circuit.
Are those catalogs?
They're not catalogs.
June, there's great articles, like the Top Roof Guides, a definitive... here it is. There it is.
In Metropolitan... He's in the
rooftop
cover of
party.
Metropolitan.
That
actually looks like a good shot. That's his best work right there.
How about
there.
This? The Art of Small Talk, Tips to Sparking Great Conversation. That's not a fucking... That's an article.
I guess I'm just
City
like...
City Swank?
In this, it just seems like they are, yes, at the top of their game in this sort of second-tier market of fashion.
Wow, you really are shitting on Metropolitan fashion.
Wow. You think Metropolitan fashion is second tier?
I do.
MS?
I mean, they're still publishing in 2020.
He's on the cover of MS.
Entertainment Weekly went out of business. Metropolitan fashion is going on the shelves on a daily basis.
They're talking about rooftop parties.
By the way, I just saw this. Is this rented from a prop house? It has a price tag on it.
Let's buy this table.
Are these on for sale?
This table is a model.
I have an update. This one is also has a tag.
Guys, if you want to buy any of this set and bring it home, you can recreate this conversation. All right, let's go to the audience and see what they think.
You can give this away.
All right, great. Here we go. Guys. Oh, thank you so much. All right. I'm gonna go out.
Yeah, please wear a mask out there with these fucking monsters.
All right, so we're here in the audience. The audience has questions about this film. So we're going to go to someone who is dressed as Scribbles in a giant, holding a giant book that says Nerd Notes. And I'm looking here. It's full. Wow, it really is full.
Are these
I'm not
notes,
joking.
Are these
I
notes
need...
on all past episodes?
No, this is all Designed to Kill. Like,
you gave us 10 weeks to get ready for this.
When I...
That's true.
What I want to say about this...
I didn't mean to, Scribbles. Texas tried to kill me. Blame the baby Ronin.
I've never seen anything like this. Literally time-stamped notes. Time-stamped notes.
Walk away.
I trust this. I trust it. There's
so much longer than the script could ever have been.
So much more effort than we've ever given to this podcast.
Seriously.
And this is a section with a divider. It says questions for Jason, Paul, and June. You got a lot of them.
Wow.
A lot of questions. Multiple pages of questions. Okay, so pick your best one. First of all, what's your name?
Actual name, Joel.
Take a breath. Figure out your best question. You got so many here. I know. I feel good about this, Scribbles.
Okay. Since we are in Indiana, same state as Pawnee, I thought maybe some you would be closer to be able to channel some of your former characters.
Oh, this is a bad route you're going down. I thought
yeah,
we were
going
to get a I know.
Scribbles.
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 That's what's in the binder?
Okay, we're gonna go.
Just if how would Tennifer, Dennis Feinstein, and perhaps even Keith, the charity prankster,
yeah.
respond, or what would they think of the fashions we saw in this film?
So he just stuck with that question.
All those pages of notes. Pages of notes.
Scribbles, oh, I'm going to let you go to another question.
I'll give you a quick answer. My character would think the fashions were so good that he would kaboom it. Okay, next.
My character would think, oh, my perfume should be used in the serial killing. Perhaps as a weapon.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My quote is much higher to act than to do podcasts, so I don't give that away for this amount. So sorry, guys.
All right.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Joel, stay here in the audience. I'm going to let you look over you're going to come back. I'm going to come back to you. Okay, your question. You're dressed as American Werewolf in Paris. Love it. Okay, good costume. Your question. Your name and your question.
Is it a good costume, Paul?
It's...
He's wearing ears.
It's a valiant attempt.
He's wearing ears. He's wearing a flannel shirt.
I like it. I like it. You came dressed up. I'm not anyone who came.
He does have a tail.
He's got a tail. Anyone who comes dressed up, I'm not gonna rag on the costume.
No, you're not gonna. I'm gonna.
Okay.
That's my job.
Your name.
My name's Cody.
Cody even painted his nose for American Werewolf in Paris. What is your question?
So I want to know if she presumably got fired from New York and then had to move to L.A. to be a high school teacher. How did she have enough money for her two-floor loft, all the equipment, and all of the clothes to supply everyone with?
Right, because she is spending an exorbitant amount of money.
Good question.
The tide has turned. The tide has turned here in the costumes. It took a bit.
Well, I mean, she does have her teacher's salary. And if we're to believe the movie, she is supplying all of these magazines with cover photographs, which is, though they are lesser magazines, they're nonetheless lucrative.
Here's the thing. If we don't know if they're lesser magazines, I want to agree with my wife, but I also want to say that...
want to agree, but you're actively disagreeing.
Because I know that they couldn't copyright real magazines. So I really want to know the director's intent.
That's true. But they could have looked a lot better than they did.
June.
So you're saying
you've seen this movie though, right? Like that.
I thought the Photoshop they did with the bat was pretty good.
Okay. Here's the thing.
They didn't need to Photoshop her, they brought her in there.
But here's the thing, because at one point Jennifer offers Caitlin a contract or a photo shoot for Britney, for Elle magazine.
Yes.
So in the world of this movie, Elle and Vogue
exist.
And those publications exist. These aren't facsimiles. It's not, there is no GQ, there's Gentleman's Fashion or whatever instead of GQ.
Okay.
I think these are a step below.
But here's the thing. You could say the names, and they do. So we know in this world that those magazines exist, and we know that these are not they.
Okay.
Now they make a choice to show them, and they look like lower-tier catalog models and modeling and fashion.
Wow. Okay, well, I would say I was going to take an issue with the swimsuit. I thought the swimsuit was pretty ugly for the cover of a swimsuit. Magazine, not the model, the actual swimsuit. Now, I want to talk about this costume here because this costume got no attention. You are just Oates, right? Just Oates from Miami Connection. Take a look. This is, remember?
Look at this. With a mask on? I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so just Oates, your question.
So at the end of the movie, does anybody realize that Britney did not kill herself?
Wow. Great question. I'll come back around.
You'd have to assume they would be able to unravel all of the murders that Jennifer Higgins has perpetrated.
By the way,
Andrea,
why did they hope so?
Brittany, all of the people, right?
Why did they also have the funeral in the atrium? The principal's like, get in my office, but they all meet in the atrium. They're always meeting in the atrium. Like, get out of the school. Like,
you know who I feel bad for? Shockingly, Trey.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. He's a bully, but he kind of figures it out early and is like, his girlfriend is killed. He's watching things get away from him. He's like, hey, do you notice that shit's happening? And he's just like, oh, I guess nothing. I get no justice, you know?
Right. Yeah, you're right. Like, if more than one if one person around my age dies, I'm asking questions.
Yeah.
Just around your age, not your location.
One person.
We got to open up a lot of investigations. I came downstairs. I don't even know if I told you this, June. I came downstairs and I was seeing my two children sitting there.
I know them.
And this is what was happening. My oldest was going, now, 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 now. And I go, what's going on? He was like, that's the amount of people that are dying. And I go, that's really dark. And he goes, no, 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 watch this. Now, 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 now. And I go, what's that? He goes, that's the amount of people being born. So I was like, okay, all right.
I know, we talk too much about real stuff in our house. We don't shield them from much, and I'm realizing maybe we should.
All right. Our other drop-dead Fred costume, you have a question. Here we go.
Hi. Why do you think she doesn't kill Caitlin right away when she comes to competition for her?
I don't know why she does
the whole makeover and makes her a model.
That's my question, too. Why do all the porn stuff?
My guess was, because I thought this, too, my guess was she'd already killed Brittany. And so she had to, in order to not have there be too many dead teens in the same high school due to mysterious circumstances, she decided to build Caitlin up and destroy her in a way that felt like maybe that would happen to Caitlin organically, such that she would be disgraced and removed from David's love without having to just kill her. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. I think in the world of the movie, like, if you're a young woman and you're a whore, it's actually worse than being dead.
All right. We're going to go to Scribbles to bring us home. Scribbles.
Here we go, Scribbs.
Please.
Here we go, Scribbles.
Come on, Scribbles.
Here we go.
You had 10 months.
Here we go, Scribbles. Here we go.
All right. You had 10 months to come up with the question. You struck out first, but that's okay. Here we go.
Okay. Is this film ultimately a testament to the strength of the American working mother?
Boom.
He did.
Nailed it. There we go.
Redeemed! Scribbles is redeemed!
Wow. What a comeback. Real Cinderella story.
Wow.
He was over there sweating, and he fucking delivered.
Because you know what? He scared me because I thought he was going to say, is this film...
A Jacob's Ladder scenario.
I thought it was coming.
I thought so too.
And I was like, oh, Scribbles, two strikes in a row.
I was about to black out the show and walk off stage.
But you did great, Scribbles. You did great. All right. Now, I think I set up the mic in a position where the light will hit, which means deep... center. Let's see. Let's see if we get. Let's do that. Okay, great. We got our lineup there.
Oh, so many men.
All right.
Somebody said that's Indiana. So many men. That's Indiana.
That's the T-shirt. Indiana.
So many men. That's Indiana.
All right. Seriously, this is a great audience, great costumes, great questions, and I wish we had gotten to all of you, but we didn't have enough time. Here we go. Clearly, there's a lot to say about this movie, but you know there are people out there that might think differently about it. It is now time for second opinions.
Movie night and I'm searching hard for a film that deserves 5 stars. 29-year-old lady feeling up a boy. This was the perfect choice. And when you get the chance, you can start modeling. Airbrushed face, only 17. Wow!
Amazing.
Watch your back. Horny teachers can be so mean. Oh yeah. You can touch. You can make out. You can have sex wearing pants. Oh, love this film. Every scene, digging the catwalk teen.
Wow!
Amazing.
Ian, everybody, whoa. Ian!
Not.
What a beautiful voice, Ian. Oh my God.
What a hunk!
Not only did Ian nail it, he sent one person back to their seats.
You're
going back too.
Two!
He's going back.
Two, they bailed! They know! They know that can't be me.
And by the way, by the way, that's what I love about men in Indiana. They know when to sit down.
They knew when to sit down. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, Ian, what?
That's awesome.
What, that was wild.
That was.
Everybody was like, I'm done.
And that's, you know, listen, we've been to other cities where there would have still been 14 people standing.
Yeah.
Oh, they would. If it was Houston, they would be on their feet. The line would have gotten longer.
Oh, if it was Houston, they'd be throwing COVID babies at me. Never again, Texas.
Amazon reviews, 5-star Amazon reviews, there are only 10 reviews. 72% of the 10 reviews are 5-star. And the average rating is 3.9 out of 5 stars. I want to just circle back to one thing before I read these 5-star reviews. Yes, the director, Doug Campbell, is known for 47 films. Movies like Accused at 17, Betrayed at 17, Stalked at 17, Missing at 17, Teenage Bank Heist, Bad Sister, Dirty Teacher, Stalked by My Neighbor, Stalked by My Doctor, Stalked by My Doctor, The Return, Stalked by My Doctor, Patient's Revenge, Stalked by My Mother, Double Mommy, Pom Poms, Payback, and Psycho Swim Instructor.
Did you just say Double Mommy?
Yep, Stalked by My Mother.
We are doing, Double Mommy. I'm saying it right now, we're doing Double Mommy.
I don't know if you know the content of Double Mommy. We should double check that, but Double Mommy is now on the list. Okay. This is written by... a lot of these are facetious, but whatever. The trailer for Designed to Kill makes it look like an over-the-top, campy homage to late 90s softcore porn. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is an intense psychological and sexual thriller with a social message about the dangers of photography and fashion in our schools. Wow. 5 stars. I'm going to argue and say most of these are written for me to read because they all were written in the last, 2 months. 3 months, 10 months, whatever.
Sorry, can I interrupt 1 second?
Yeah.
Same director did a movie I demand that we do called Deadly Garage Sale.
Maybe it's got one of those Wish Upon boxes in there.
What is that?
Oh my gosh. All right, this is a this last one is a 1-star review. A 1-star review written by Bruce Burkhart Jr. And Bruce writes, "Watch it for How Did This Get Made live show. Awesomely bad. The writing and even the directing is, I don't know, just not good. Our teenage kids occasionally came into the room when we were watching it and questioned our taste. LOL. However, I do gotta say the actors are mostly committed, especially this female lead villain. It's like they know what poop on a stick they were given and said, okay, I'm gonna make this the best poop on the stick ever. They want crazy, I'll give it crazy.
Yes.
Not sure I'd recommend it to watch, other than for How Did This Get Made, but we watched it. 1 star.
Are they here?
Yes, Bruce Burkhardt Jr., are you here?
BBJ?
That no. was written in... No, couldn't
okay.
maybe.
All right. I guess not a big enough fan.
Maybe they're just going to come listen to it on the actual the podcast. Well, people, Indianapolis, we did it. We're back.
Oh, my God.
We did it. You are amazing. Show is amazing.
You did it, Indy. You did it. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Thank
everybody,
you.
What an amazing audience. Thank you so much. We'll be back again. Bye-bye, everybody.
Great work. Eat shit.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, 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 of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.